All right, so get ready, everybody, because today we're going deep on a case about workplace safety, and how things can get pretty messy. Like, what are employers actually responsible for, you know? Well, we'll find out together, looking at Stinnett v. Bushell.
Yeah, this one's really interesting because the laws are so different depending on where you are. Here, we're in Kentucky, and farms have their own set of rules compared to regular jobs.
So, for everyone listening,
Yeah.
what exactly happened in this case?
Well, we have Alvin Stinnett. He's working on a farm, right? And he's up on this barn roof doing some repairs for his boss, Dr. Bushell, and he falls. Bad fall. Now, you'd think this would be a classic workers' comp situation, but Kentucky's got this twist.
Ah, good old Kentucky, always keeping things interesting.
Right. So farm work in Kentucky, it's actually exempt from those workers' comp laws. So Stinnett, he couldn't go that route. He had to sue Dr. Bushell directly using something called tort law, so the doc was negligent.
Tort law. Now, some folks might not be super familiar with that term.
Basically, it's about when someone does something or doesn't do something and it causes harm to someone else. So Stinnett's argument, he had to prove to the court that Dr. Bushell messed up, didn't keep him safe. And that leads us to one of his main points.
I bet he tried to bring in OSHA, right? All those federal safety regulations.
You nailed it. He points to this specific rule, 29 CFR section 1926.105, the one about safety nets or harnesses when you're working up high. Sounds pretty clear cut, right? But hold on a sec.
Because so far, nothing about this case has been clear cut.
The court looked at that OSHA rule and said, nope, this is for construction sites. Stinnett was fixing a barn roof. That's agriculture, not construction. Like, imagine trying to use building codes for a treehouse. Doesn't quite work.
So the regulations were out. But even if they did apply, wouldn't ignoring a safety rule like that be a pretty obvious sign of negligence?
Not necessarily in Kentucky. They've got this law, KRS 338.02.1, 830.12, that basically says, look, even if there's a safety rule, breaking it doesn't automatically mean you're liable in a negligence case.
What? So even if Dr. Bushell technically broke a safety rule, Stinnett still couldn't win just like that.
Exactly. Kentucky's more focused on this broader idea of duty of care, which employers have regardless of any specific rules.
Okay, starting to see how Kentucky law is a bit tricky. So break it down for us. What does this duty of care actually mean for someone like Dr. Bushell?
It means he has to provide a reasonably safe workplace, not like guaranteeing no one ever gets hurt, but be sensible, take steps to protect workers from anything obvious. And here's where things get really interesting because Stinnett's own experience becomes important.
Experience. Okay, how does that play into all this?
So Stinnett had spent 2 years painting roofs. He'd even used safety equipment before. That knowledge is going to affect how the court sees Dr. Bushell's duty of care. Remember, it's about reasonable safety, not being perfect.
You're saying that because Stinnett had experience, the court might think Dr. Bushell didn't have to go above and beyond to keep him safe.
That's the idea. The court even quoted from an older case saying the liability of the employer ceases to be applicable, where the employee's means of knowledge of the dangers to be incurred is equal to that of the employer. Basically, if the employee gets the risks as much as the boss, that changes things.
So, no help from the safety rules, and Stinnett's experience might actually work against him. Things aren't looking good for our roofer friend. But something tells me there's more to this story.
Oh, absolutely. The court's reasoning goes even deeper, and that's what we'll get into in part two. Okay, so picking up where we left off, let's really dig into why the court decided in Dr. Bushell's favor. Remember, Stinnett, he couldn't just show that roof work is dangerous, period. He had to prove Dr. Bushell was unreasonable, given what they both knew.
Right, got it. So, what did the court focus on?
Well, they pointed out that there was no proof Dr. Bushell gave Stinnett, like, faulty equipment. Or that he made the work site itself unsafe. The roof was in decent shape, no hidden traps or anything.
So, nothing like a rickety ladder or loose shingles that Dr. Bushell knew about but just ignored.
Nope, not that we know of. And get this, they bring up this older case, Consolidated Colco v. Wells, to back this up. In that one, a worker got hurt too, but the court sided with the company. Why? Because the worker knew the risks just as well as the employer did. Sound familiar?
Oh, yeah, definitely seeing the pattern here. More experience means you probably know more about the dangers, and that changes how much the employer's on the hook. But hold on, even if Stinnett was experienced, shouldn't Dr. Bushell have at least offered him some safety gear? You know, just in case.
I hear you, I hear you. But there's this one detail that kind of sealed the deal for Stinnett, and it might surprise you. Turns out, he admitted that he never even asked Dr. Bushell for any safety stuff.
No way, he didn't even ask. Man, if I were his lawyer, that'd be a big warning sign for me.
Yeah, you're right. That kind of hurt his argument. The court was basically like, if you knew the risks and didn't even mention wanting safety gear, it's hard to say Dr. Bouchel was being totally unreasonable. It's almost like, think about it, going rock climbing without a harness and then suing the guide when you fall. You got to look out for yourself too, right?
So to recap, Kentucky's no workers' comp. The safety rule didn't apply. Stinnett's experience works against him, and he never asked for gear. No wonder the court sided with the doc.
You got it. It really shows how these little details can totally change how a case goes. But let's step back a bit. What does Stinnett v. Bouchel mean for everyone else?
Yeah, good point. This might be about Kentucky farms, but there's got to be some bigger lessons here.
Definitely. First off, it reminds us that safety rules, they don't automatically mean you win in court. You got to see if the rule even fits the situation and how it plays with the general duty of care laws wherever you are.
Okay, so step one, check the rule book. Step two, make sure those rules actually apply to you. Gotcha. But, like, does this mean experienced workers are just out of luck if they get hurt? If they know the risks, can the boss just say, not my problem?
That's a good question. Gets to the heart of what this case is about. The court wasn't saying Stinnett took on the risk of getting hurt, like, willingly. That's a whole other legal thing that Kentucky doesn't even do anymore. It's more complicated.
Oh, I love a good legal complication. Lay it on me.
The main thing is, the court looked at whether Dr. Bouchel did his duty, knowing what Stinnett already knew. It wasn't about whether roofs are dangerous in general, right? It was about whether Dr. Bouchel was unreasonable towards Stinnett specifically, considering his experience.
Okay, that makes more sense. It's not like they're saying experienced workers are on their own. It's more about looking at the whole situation. And did the employer actually do what they were supposed to?
Right. It's like, imagine you're teaching someone how to use a power tool. If they've used similar tools before, you wouldn't give them the same lesson as someone who's never touched one, would you? You change what you do based on what they already know.
It's all about context. Stinnett v. Bouchel, it's a great example of how, even if a job is risky, the real legal question is, was the employer reasonable under those specific circumstances?
Absolutely. And you know what? To wrap this up, there's one more really interesting part to this case we got to talk about. Might make you think about the outcome totally differently.
Okay, so back for the last part of our deep dive into Stinnett v. Bouchel. We've covered a lot of ground, right? Kentucky's farm exemption, OSHA, duty of care, and how Stinnett's own experience played a role. But you said there's this twist, something that could change how we see the whole case. Hit me with it.
Well, it's more like, what if things had gone differently? The court really focused on what Stinnett already knew and if Dr. Bouchel acted reasonably based on that. But imagine, what if Stinnett had asked for safety equipment and Dr. Bouchel said no?
Ooh, that's a good what if. Like a whole other version of the story. How do you think things would have gone down if Stinnett had spoken up?
Tough to say for sure, but it definitely changes things, right? If Stinnett had been like, hey, can I get some safety gear? And Dr. Bouchel was all, no, you're good. Then it's way harder for the doc to say he wasn't negligent. It'd be like, he knew there was a risk. Stinnett even pointed it out, but he still didn't care.
Yeah, I get it. It's one thing to assume an experienced worker knows what's up. But if they actually ask for protection and you ignore that, that seems way worse. Like, now it's not just about what Stinnett knew, it's about how Dr. Bouchel acted.
Exactly. That's why this case is so important for us legal folks. We got to think about the rules, sure, but also how those rules play out in real life. Something as simple as asking for safety gear could have made a huge difference here.
Really shows that the law isn't always cut and dry, huh? Lots of gray areas. So, any advice for folks out there who might be dealing with situations like this? How do they navigate this stuff?
Same way we do it here on the Deep Dive. Look at real cases, see the arguments from both sides, and really think it through. And hey, if you want to go deeper on Stinnett v. Bouchel, we've got links to the whole case and those Kentucky laws we talked about in the show notes.
Always got to encourage our listeners to do their own research. And hey, if this case got you thinking about other what-if scenarios, go for it. Explore those ideas, maybe even write your own ending to the story.
Because law, it's always changing, right? Every case adds something new.
That's what makes these deep dives so interesting. Thanks for joining us on this legal adventure, everyone. Keep those legal minds sharp, and we'll see you back here next time for another deep dive into the law.